God's words be spoken. May God's words be heard. Amen.
Amen.
Today we celebrate Epiphany, the visit of the Magi. Now the Feast of the Epiphany is January 6th, but we're celebrating it today. And it's the feast that ends our Christmastide, our 12 days of Christmas. So as I say every year, if your tree is still up, you're doing it right. In fact, some will actually keep it up until February 2nd, which is Candlemas. Bonus points if you know what that is. Now every year we tell the story of the Magi who travel from the east to bring gifts to the Christ child. And it's good to remember once again where we got this story. Matthew, the only gospel account of this visitation, never tells us how many there were, or even if they were all men. But since Matthew mentions three gifts, later Christian tradition came to identify three kings, even though there's no mention of them being royalty either. In the late 6th century Armenian infancy gospel, the Magi are given names, Melkon or Melchior, Balthazar, and Gaspar. That's easy to say. But just as we don't really know the names of the people who wrote the Gospels, we also don't really know the names of these folks. So we could just as easily call them Harry, Ron, and Hermione. While most folks have these sages in their manger, it actually took them about 2 years to get to the Holy Family. As we heard today, Jesus was not a baby anymore, but a child and living in a house. So not so wise, right? I mean, why not, as I've said before, pull over at the next camel refilling station to get some directions? But no! Maybe this proves they were men, after all. At any rate, this would also explain why King Herod decided to kill all those male children aged 2 and under. Well, even if they were late and brought really weird gifts to a young child, each year we like to tell the story of their visit. I'm hearing something. Now, we just had a little hiccup here. We'll be right back. I need the sack. And this is last. They were in order. That's okay. There was a note in there that said I wasn't supposed to see that yet. You know, like children who aren't supposed to be looking for their presents? Well, there was a note in there that said, no. So I had to go and get this one. Now, let's look at that cute, it says, fa-la-la-la-la on it. I love presents. You love presents? I love them. Anyway, here we go. And there's a note. Look at this. It's Christmas stories and charming tales. Isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful just like Christmas. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you, Dave. Let's see. Oh, don't judge a book by its cover, nor Christmas by the trappings. We get so caught up in what we think Christmas is supposed to be, or in the case of this past year, what it used to be for us. Yet the greatest gift is the simple one inside. Oh, there's something inside? Ooh. It's the baby Jesus! It's the baby Jesus! The first Christmas was simple too, as was yours in 2020. Yet what Christmas is on the outside isn't what matters at all. The truth is, the celebration may change, but the gift never does. It is always to you and to me, and is always the greatest gift of all, the Word made flesh in Jesus. Well, thank you, Great Stage, for this gift. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Now, what a neat and wonderful gift. What was I saying? Okay. Here. It's an ornament. It's a 2020 ornament that has things to remind, the travel ban, toilet paper, Dr. Fauci, face masks. I gotta see what you gotta say about that. Well, we saw a star and followed it to the Christ child, and that journey has been told from generation to generation. The real story is much larger than your hymns would suggest. We had a long way to travel, and it was not always an easy journey. I'm so sorry. There were many a dark and cold night along the way. Yet we knew that if we followed his light, we would abide with him. It wouldn't mean trouble would not be present, not at all. We had to go back home by another way to avoid the evil Herod, both for the safety of the Christ child and our own. Yet we didn't need a star to guide us back, for his light was now in our hearts. The truth is, we have said goodbye to 2020, and while many may say they want to forget this past year, this ornament invites you to remember it. Your journey through 2020 was life-changing in ways good and bad, but through it all, the light of Christ called you forward, gave you strength, and guided you home. Oh, that's so true. Thank you so, so much. Wow, for this insightful gift, I'm going to hang it on my key as soon as I get home. I think I was expecting that one. Now I get this gift. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. What do you think's in here? A wand! A Harry Potter wand! Lumos! Excellent. So cool. Oh, and a note. Another note. I feel like a scene in Phantom of the Opera. Okay. We were magi, not kings. Astrologers, really. Or to some, magicians. But unlike Harry Potter, we didn't carry wands. And while we may have been magicians, it doesn't take magic to see God at work in the world. It just takes a different way of looking at the world through the lens of faith. Now point the wand at the box and say, Accio Oculus. Oh boy! Accio Oculus! There's glasses in here! Oh no! The first Christmas was proclaimed by angels, but angels just don't appear to shepherds. They abound around us all the time, but we fail to see or acknowledge them. Oh my gosh, there are angels everywhere. This is so cool. I don't think I can put it up near the camera, but this is awesome. Oh boy. Okay. Hang on. I want to keep this on this. All right. You see now what once was hidden. Through the lens of one who follows Jesus, we are able to see God at work all over the world and to follow where God leads us. The truth is, God doesn't ask us to be extraordinary or wise or kings or even magicians. God just asks us to be the ordinary people we are, who are capable of extraordinary things when we embody the light of Christ in the world. So cool. Thank you, great sage. Oh, this is so good. Any more? Okay. Why are there angels all over my iPad? Oh, wait. Okay. There we go. Wow. Wow. A Christmas book with the baby Jesus inside. A 2020 ornament with all the events we experienced on it. A wand and glasses that allow one to see angels. These magi have given us something to really think about, haven't they? You know, the magi were a fascinating bunch, and their gifts are always insightful. The first gifts to the Christ child may have seemed impractical, but they were part of why we call this the Epiphany, which comes from the Greek word epiphaneia, which means manifestation or appearing. In their gifts of great expense, and hold on one second, or we're going to lose the Facebook feed. There we go. It's one of those adventurous services. Anyway, in their gifts of great expense, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they were revealing who Jesus was, King, God, and sacrifice, as the song goes. Gold for a king, incense for a deity, and myrrh to anoint the dead. What are the gifts today revealing to us now? They first gave us something to remind us of what Christmas was all about, or really, who it's all about. On the outside, the book of Christmas was beautiful, as are all the lights on the trees and on the town squares, the candlelit churches, the hymns of praise, and the brightly colored presents under the tree. The delicious aroma of cookies baking or of roasts cooking, and the joy of children of all ages. Yet this year it all looked different or felt very different. This year things were kept very simple, just to our immediate families, or should have been. Small, quiet, and in many ways like the first Christmas, without the straw and barn animals, unless of course you live on a farm. And what I've heard from many of you and from friends is that hidden away, as though inside this elaborate Christmas book, was a bit of a surprise. So many said that for the first time in years, they were able to feel things long lost amid the usual chaos of planning, cooking, visiting, hosting, wrapping, giving, of loud family gatherings, and the stress of ensuring all goes well for everyone. What I heard about them about this year is that the quiet gave them a surprising gift, peace within and all around, and that reconnected them to what Christmas is really all about when you remove the trappings we place around it. They were able to focus on the baby Jesus, the God who chose to dwell among us, the love born to them on Christmas, something we all need very much right now. Which brings us to that second gift, the ornament with the reminders of what happened in 2020. Now, I know many of us would like to forget all that, but these magi are right. This was a journey that we should remember and tell stories for generations. And no, not that we walk through it backwards, barefoot, uphill, both ways, in the snow, as apparently our parents and grandparents did back and forth to school. But of all the ways God was present with us as we took each step across the wilderness, mourning those who we love but see no longer, tamping down the anxiety about this terrible disease, worrying about the hate and violence erupting everywhere, trying to cope with our fears, our depression, our grief, our isolation, and loneliness. We may not have had a star leading us to let us know God was present, but we sure knew it in the courage we seemed to find to meet the day ahead, and in the fellowship we experienced while even looking different as we came together as a parish to pray. Yet there was one more, too, which brings us one of the last gifts, the glasses. There's more to all of this Christmas. The ornament reminds us of our 2020 journey, but the glasses show us angels all around. Another sign of God's presence. Another way we know the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. We sure saw a lot of that this year, didn't we? Angels in our midst. We saw them in the doctors and nurses working tirelessly to tend to the sick, in the teachers managing multiple types of classrooms, virtual and physical, in parents juggling children's learning needs and work demands, in clergy finding a way to see to the spiritual needs of parishioners while balancing home life and the pain of not being able to be pastorally present in the usual way, and so many more. Angels were all around, still are, and always will be. We just seem to be open to seeing them a bit more this year. No, we didn't need special glasses to see them. Just an open heart. What's more is that we are called to be one too. To be angelos in the Greek, angels or messengers, which is what it really means. The ones proclaiming the good news today. We may not fly above in the heavens singing, although that would be totally awesome, but we can bring about peace on earth and goodwill to all if we are only willing to open our hearts to the Christ child born to us today. Which brings us to that final gift, the wand. You know, one of my favorite Harry Potter things is the command Lumos to turn on the light. If you're a Harry Potter fan, then you know that there's a focus on darkness and light and the power of love. These sages brought this wand to us not to do spells, but to remind us of who they were. Astrologers, scientists, sages, perhaps some might have even called them magicians. One thing we do know is that they were strangers. They were not Jews. They were certainly not Christians. That didn't even exist yet. They weren't even from the lands near Jerusalem where Jesus would walk. They were foreigners, outsiders. And it was to them that God gave a great sign, a star guiding them to the Christ child. Just as God announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, another group of those living on the margins, God also invited those in far-off lands to be the ones to know the truth of Jesus first. If God welcomes the stranger, the outcast, the ones who speak different languages like the Magi or who are poor like the shepherds, not only welcomes, but gives them the gift of the first invitation to see the incarnation, why then do we find it so hard to do today? Why is it often the very communities that celebrate his birth that turn their backs on the Jesus who is the stranger to them? The ones who, like Jesus in the verses just after the ones we heard today, are refugees and must flee their home to escape death and oppression. The ones who love differently, who speak differently, who worship differently, who are of a different race or gender. There are far too many in the world saying nox with wands of fear to try to extinguish the light of love and hope. Yet what is true today was true then too. It was and is a dark world, but all is not lost. For Christ is born, and signs of that hope, that glorious light, that unconditional love will fill the skies if we who are baptized into him are willing to live the life we are called to live, if we, like the Magi, carry his light in our hearts. We don't need a wand to do what we need to do. What Christ commanded us to do. We just need to remember who we really are. In fact, all of these gifts are to tell us not who Jesus is, as those first gifts did long ago, but who we are and what we are called to do. We are the ones who know what Jesus, what Christmas is and what it's about, the birth of Jesus, our light and our life. Born to us once more, born that we may have life and have it abundantly. We are the ones that know, matter how hard the journey, we know that God is with us, Emmanuel, and because of that,
We will have the courage to meet each day grounded in the hope found in Jesus Christ and guided by his light. We are the ones who not only hear and see the angels, but strive to be them everywhere, proclaiming the good news of God in Christ by word and by deed, welcoming the stranger, offering food to the hungry, visiting the sick and imprisoned, and following his light wherever it leads. The Magi, once they encountered the living Christ and presented their gifts, went home by another way. And one can safely assume their lives were never the same again. The same is true, or should be, for us, or anyone who allows him to be born anew in their hearts. It isn't magic, though it can feel magical. It isn't an easy journey, though we don't do it alone. It is, however, the greatest gift any of us have ever received. And what we do with that gift will make a difference in our lives and in all the world. Amen.